Council. The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
My friends are degenerate.
Is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz, hour number two, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. Or you can hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page, find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's Twitter at Fred Fowler. At AJ is the real, at Aaron is Blitz, at Degenerates 975. But what we really want you to do is try out this new Twitch channel. Let's go to twitch.tv/ESPN975. If we can get to 300 on the site at some point today, we're going to take shots right here on the air about that. And you can join us virtually. Miss the first hour, AJ's gout, Nazis, a whole bunch of stuff, pretty much.
Buddy on Twitter is watching us on the big screen at his house. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, you forgot about that. I mentioned it.
I didn't know you were talking about that.
Yeah.
Squeeze a lemon in water to remove uric acid and lower your pH. After a day or so, it will allow swelling to get better. All right. That's from astronaut Dan. And Holly asked if she missed anything good. And you're not here, Holly. I do think, like, I don't personally think Holly's hot. I think she's kind of gross. But apparently dudes think Holly's hot. So if we did have Holly here, now not that we would use Holly to exploit her sexually, because she wants to be taken seriously as a sports person. So we would never do that. But if we could get her in here in like a tank top or a bikini top or something, we would get a lot of views, I think.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. But that anytime we have a woman in here,
you remember when we had Shannon at Tubelo's on in a bikini at Tubelo's?
Yeah, I remember that.
And we had like triple the amount of people who normally showed up at Tubelo's.
Yeah.
Because it was like the middle of the winter time and we had a chick who was willing to put on a bikini in public. And she wore like a little Santa Claus bikini, which I always think is hot. Like a
any
Santa themed bikini. That's pretty hot. Like, especially if they wear the little hat with it.
Yeah, she did.
That's good. But that brought out a massive audience. Like, there weren't enough tables at Tubelo's for all the people who showed up for that.
Right.
And then we had Courtney in here in a bikini top. And she wore like the most full coverage bikini top ever, because I guess her fiance at the time, her now husband, is very jealous and controlling and wouldn't let her wear a floozy bikini top. But Holly has no rules. So I think she would come in here and she'd be freak nasty on the Twitch. But then, I mean, she has to be here. Who knows if she's got Rona or what other funk she's got that I could catch from her sitting between us.
I see.
You're not worried about it?
No.
You trust her?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
I do. So, but...
Yeah, you weren't here on the break, but I sent Tyler on the break to Central Market to buy me some tart cherry juice.
Okay.
Which, it feels like a waste. Like, I just gave Tyler $40, and, I mean, that money could have gone to beer, or that could have been a bottle of liquor. And now it's going to tart cherry juice. So gout is pretty much ruining my life.
Did the Dash make it to the final of this thing? I just saw somebody tweet to the final, hashtag Dash on. I don't know.
Boy, can I say something that is really embarrassing considering I'm a sports person?
Sure.
I didn't even know the Dash were playing yet.
Well, they're doing the equivalent of the MLS's back tournament for the NWSL.
And they're doing well?
I don't know. All I know is the Dynamo tweeted this out. Somebody retweeted
the Dynamo. They won 1-0 over the Portland Thorns in the semifinal.
Oh, okay.
That's too bad. I was kind of rooting for Portland. But, wow, that team has never won anything, right? In its entire existence, it's always sucked.
Yeah.
That'd be kind of cool. So, good for them. I mean, I'm not going to watch or anything, but good for them. Bleed Blue asks, can you please recommend a good bottle of liquor for $40? You can get that Whitmire's bourbon rye is under $40.
If you show up on the right day, you can go to Total Wine and get Buffalo Trace for $30.
Yeah.
And doesn't get much better than that. You just got to be at the right place at the right time sometimes, or know someone.
If you can find Eagle Rare, that's the best $30 whiskey I think I've ever had. You can get Four Roses. If you can get Four Roses at the right time, you can get that for under $40. All good stuff. So there's all kinds of stuff on the text line telling you what to do for your gout, AJ. So you might just go read it because I'm not.
Yeah, but there's probably a lot of people saying really mean things about me.
Well,
too.
They are, but who cares?
I don't need that.
So yeah, we actually, I thought we'd get more Twitchers in the 5 o'clock hour. It's actually gone down. So,
well,
we're not going to get the 300.
That's all right. We gave it a shot.
We set the goal.
You know what, though? I don't care. I'm here for the 160 that are there now and for the people listening on the app and listening on their old-fashioned radios. That's what I'm here for. So I thank all of them the same.
Okay. 713-780-ESPN's your number. 713-780-3776.
Carrie actually came up with a good idea. Tell Tyler to go to the doctor and tell them he has gout to get you some medicine.
That's a good idea.
That's pretty smart, Carrie. I think I'm going to set up a teledoc appointment for tomorrow.
I think that's a good idea before you get the hell out of here.
Yeah.
Just because, you don't want it getting worse while you're there. So, well, I was going to give people some good news about the Rona because it went way down, we said, on Sunday, Monday. Back up a little bit on Tuesday, at least in the Houston area, but still below the big numbers of last week.
Okay.
So can we look at that as a small positive? Not as big a positive. I also found this thing that has the Rona cases by zip code.
Oh.
In my zip code, there's 194.
Current?
That's total confirmed cases.
Like since March?
Yeah, 194. So I'm going to go with East Downtown pretty safe.
Okay. What about 77070?
Well, let me find that one. I got to go down here in order. 343.
Oh, no.
But again, that's since March. That's not horrible. I mean, it's not as good as ours. If you live in 77068, 72. Oh, there's one with 21. So maybe if you're looking to move, this might not be a bad tool to kind of figure out, you know what? Yeah, I don't know where 77010 is. 5 confirmed cases.
Okay.
So,
Discovery Green, basically.
Oh, is that what that is? That explains it. Because actually, no one can go to Discovery Green, so that number's probably pretty high for that.
Yeah, it goes from like right there at 69, all the way to Fannin, but it also makes like a tiered level cut as you get towards Fannin. So basically where Papa's Brothers is, the Tejas Grill and Sports Bar, Phoenicia, Discovery Green,
Four Seasons. That's where my wife's office is.
Basically.
Okay. Yeah.
Lamont brings up a really good point here, and everyone should know this. If you don't know this, if you are a veteran of the U.S. military, Specs gives veterans a 10% discount, which is basically what they call case price, which is what their employees get. So you've got to tell them before they start ringing you up. I mean, they'll change it after, but they've got to ring it up a different way. So when you show up to the register with your booze, tell them that you've got a military ID, and they will they'll hook you up with that 10%er.
A lot of people asking for the site, and Jason Braddock asked me for his one case.
Oh, wow.
So he could have doubled the entire bunch of cases in his zip code.
And Jason actually brought me his all clear paperwork.
Oh, good, good.
Doesn't Jason live kind of like out in the boonies, though?
He lives out towards Spring. I think because he said he lives like 5 minutes from Texas Card House, which is right there at.
Okay, it's 45 and 2920.
Yeah.
Yeah, if he's 5 minutes, it depends on which 5 minutes, though. Like, Barry lives in Spring, and Barry lives in the middle of nowhere. You know, my house is, like, if you drive 2 miles and cross the railroad tracks, you're in Spring, and it's probably about a 45-minute drive from my house to Barry's. So, Spring is...
Oh, he says the Woodlands, off Woodlands Parkway.
Okay.
And
Spring is a big place. So are the Woodlands.
I've just gotten like 400 people asking me for their zip codes. Here's what I'll do. I'll make this real easy for you. It's on the Harris County Public Health website. So just go to that and you can find it. And it's got, if you just search Harris County COVID cases, it'll probably take you right to it. But it has every zip code in Harris County.
Hey, did you see this about Major League Baseball and the union are reengaging the possibility of expanded playoffs for this season?
No, really?
Like, first pitch is literally 24 hours from now. It's basically here. But the hope is that they want to go from 10 playoff teams to 16. That's over half the league would make the playoffs. I don't want that.
Yeah, I don't know, man. That seems a little silly. Although, I mean, it gives you more games, which I guess is what they're probably going for. I mean, if you did it like a best of three play-in or something, yeah, maybe your top four get byes and you have some kind of play-in. I don't know.
I don't like it. I mean, I think that, honestly, what they're doing right now with the shortened season is they're making the season more interesting to me. Like, every game matters a little bit more.
It won't matter as much if you go to 16.
Yeah.
Because even, like, because we talked about, like, if you're the Yankees, the Astros, the Dodgers, these teams that are supposed to be there, if you go through a 10 or 12 game stretch where you play like crap, it could, or a couple guys get the Rona, you could be in danger of missing the playoffs. If there's 16 teams, there's no way in hell. I would bet a small child and Aaron that there's no way those teams miss the playoffs if 16 get in.
I hate the idea of more teams making the playoffs than missing.
Yeah.
I think that's garbage.
Mm. All right. Someone wants to know, how do you get 400 Twitchers if you only have 10 listeners? We've established it as 12 listeners.
I don't know. It's amazing.
So, Chronicle story. Basically saying Trump wrong to shut down Chinese consulate. I don't know. I don't know what's going on there. All right, quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5. With a Mac when you think it's small in the mall with a rat. Roll with us if you really want to get it.
Go get a half a million in a Sprinter. May I have everyone's attention?
You're listening to the Blitz.
Lock and load, boys.
On ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. And I'll tell you what I'm going to do. This is my last-ditch effort to try to get people to check out the Twitch. If you want the link to that thing with the zip codes, I'm going to put it on there.
Okay.
So that'll be the only place you can get it.
That's motivation.
Yeah.
Now here's,
because us getting drunk obviously doesn't motivate anybody.
Do you have to be signed up for Twitch in order to view Twitch?
No.
Oh, I didn't think so. Because I didn't sign up for Twitch until yesterday. I didn't make an account until yesterday.
You can see it. You just can't chat and be involved with the conversation.
Okay.
Yeah, because I never actually had one, because I would just read the stuff. I didn't actually...
You weren't participating.
No, but now I want to participate. So there. And that's why I'm having to sign up, and that's why you're going to have to wait till the next break. I thought I had an account, actually, but apparently not. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. And, so I'm getting all set up here. And I will post it there. That's a good plan. I mean, if you want that. You know, that's a thing I can do, is like when people want links to stories, I can just, I'll just put them on the Twitch.
Okay.
That'll get people to do it,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I would think so.
So, you know, I'm just looking for ways to help out here. Try to build this thing up a little bit, because it is the kind of thing, and Josh has done a real good job of telling people about it. It's an opportunity for, maybe another revenue stream for us, and where we might be able to get some advertisers who, you know, maybe can't get in on the, can't get in on the radio, but they can certainly afford Twitch. And yeah, so okay, it's on there now, but we're down to 141. So I don't think it's happening today, but there you go. That's the best I can do. There's a couple things that I really wanted to get to. So somebody said, oh, Braddock says you could do the same thing with your hockey picks.
Oh, now there you go.
Yeah, that's
now
not a bad talking idea, because I've been, you know, I've kind of, and guess what? We're going to have those next week. And I'm almost going to blind bet the overs, depending on what they set the numbers at. I'm thinking about this with baseball, too, because it does seem like the pitchers are going to be behind the hitters early, and which would lead to overs. But the question is, does Vegas adjust for that? Most of the time they do. And I kind of think that, like with hockey, what they did was the first month of the season, they were still doing over-unders at 5.5 and 6, and the average goals per game was like 6.5. And so they finally, about a month in, adjusted upwards where we were seeing 6s and 6.5s and even 7s. So the question is, are they going to revert to that when the season opens, or are they going to go back to what they did at the beginning where they just said, okay, here's 5.5? Because if they're doing that, I'm going to be pouncing on those things. And the same thing with baseball. I think if they don't account for that, then it might be worth playing. I mean, I don't play baseball as a hobby or as a pretty much ever. Occasionally I'll play win totals. But that might be something to look for. And I wonder in the NBA, too, some of these games, people aren't really going to care. I think they're probably going to, you're going to be looking at a lot of overs, because they're just going to go out there and jack up points. So just from a general betting perspective, I think with all of these, I'd be kind of keeping my eye on the overs. I'm only going to play the NHL, but so I guess, somebody's saying the Blue Jays will just play in the other team's park and get to be the home team in those games. I mean, that works. It's probably safer, right?
Yeah. Army guy says, I work for Golf Cars of Houston, and 3 employees tested positive for COVID. Company refuses to close doors as employee numbers keep rising. Is there, do you think golf cars are, I mean, is that a are they having big sales right now? Like, is that what's going on?
Well, I don't know. Do they sell them or they make them?
Well, I'm assuming they sell them, but I mean, yeah.
I mean, I don't know, but I don't know. 713 says, it'd be so Houston-esque for the Rockets to win the championship this year with a short season. That way all of Houston championships have some sort of A word next to them, which I refuse to use. Give it up. You just stop with that. If they win, just enjoy it. Just like Astros fan, keep enjoying it. And stop with your Jordan wasn't there crap. He wasn't the first year. I hate that. So, somebody said, I think a 12-team double elimination tournament would have been nice this year.
For baseball?
I think so, yeah.
Oh, no.
I don't know.
Elimination. Ugh.
Yeah. I think you keep your postseason intact the way it is. And if you want to add a couple more teams, which they were talking about doing anyway, then, you know, okay, I'll listen to that. But 16? Man. So I don't know. ESPN. Somebody says, nobody knows how to get to Twitch. Give out the site again, and you'll definitely see a rise. Twitch.tv/ESPN975, which I think I've said for the 6 times today,
yeah,
at least. So, sorry if you missed it. That's how you do it. Go sign up. Watch us on Twitch. Comment there. I'm not getting rid of the text line, but I will go to Twitch before I go to the text line. Does that make sense? Because, like, generally it's always Twitter and then the text and then whatever else. But I'm going to go Twitch first, Twitter, text.
Okay.
So if I don't get to your text, that's why.
I do need to spend more time on the Twitter and make sure I'm. I don't want to.
I don't want to ignore.
Don't want to ignore Twitter because that's my preferred. Actually, I don't have a preferred social media. I kind of hate all of it, but I talk to the most.
I have
people.
To admit, the Twitch folks on the site before this one and now this one, I like a hell of a lot better than anything else so far. I mean, you're getting better comments than you do from most things. I mean, we have some really good Twitter folks too, but. You know, there's good interaction, and they carry on conversations with themselves, too, which I really like. 281 asked me where I got this shirt. I got it at Lucky's before they shut down Lucky's. Which I got to find out from my buddy, A-Bear, where you can get them now. But he's got some great shirts, and they used to sell them there at Lucky's, and now Lucky's is gone. Kings Pointer, am I the only one on the ESPN 97.5 MySpace page?
No, I'm actually on there all the time.
And what's his name? Who's your one friend? He's on there.
Tom,
yeah,
he's there. He's your best friend.
I kind of missed out on the whole MySpace thing, thankfully, because by the time I got on it, it was already obsolete and people were gone.
You were late to the party.
Yeah, and I'm always late to the party.
What I liked about MySpace was you could make some of your friends feel more important than the others. Like, I didn't like when they started coming up with the cheat code. I think it used to be like your top six friends.
Eight.
And then there were people who would have like, oh, here's my top 40 friends. Like they found some sort of a code. I didn't like that. I liked it when you had to leave it at a small number. And these are my favorite people. The downside was it was like you had to, if you were seeing multiple ladies, you had to make a decision. Yeah. Which lady's most important to you.
It's easy for me. I didn't have eight friends.
Well, that that makes sense.
Taylor asked, would you guys turn down having your show on TV, kind of like Jim Rome did? Would y'all do it? Yeah, if somebody wanted to put our show on TV, absolutely we'd do it. As long as there's money in it. You know, at this point, it's always the dollars, guys. Always the dollars. Quick break. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
I hope you like the show because it's on a budget. So who did I do? Yeah, come on, here we go, yeah.
Here we go.
So put your best face on. Everybody pretend you know this song. Everybody come here.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. You don't worry about the dump button. Because I do have a switch that I flip. And I was just sharing some anger with the Twitch folks over something, and I used a little more colorful language than I would use on air. But no, it's funny because I do have that switch. It's like when I had kids, and you've been around me when I'm not on air. I mean, I drop an F-bomb every 5 seconds. I've always had a very foul mouth. I don't apologize for it. I don't recommend it. But like when I'm in a business meeting, I turn that off. When I'm on air, I turn that off. It's when I'm around my kids. Well, now, not so much. But when they were young, you just flip a switch. And I've always been fortunate enough to do that. So, 713-780-ESPN. A bunch of people want me to do a podcast now on Twitch. Peel back the curtain. I'm working on a bunch of projects right now. But one thing we're talking about is... Jerry Bowen and I may be doing a gamble cast together that would get into some you know, just do some different sports. Like, pretty much between the two of us, we almost bet on everything. So I can get, you know, I can hit him up on horses and NHL, and he can do soccer and everything else, and, you know, give out some picks on there. So we're talking about doing that. So if it's something that you might be interested in, maybe mention that on Twitch. We're also working on some other things that are bigger, but you know, but we've been talking about doing a podcast for a little while now. So
Taylor says, would you guys do a show on TV, kind of like Jim Rome did?
Yeah,
for money.
Are you? This is the second time today.
I wasn't in the room.
No, you were in the room. We did that on air last segment. I said the exact same thing.
Oh, maybe you did.
This is Aaron. Can you back me up on this?
Yeah, it happened. Oh.
Buffalo baseballs. Well, Fred, I've got gout. All right. Buffalo's baseball stadium is very nice. Would be a good place for the Blue Jays to play in a pinch. Holds about 30K. How much it holds doesn't really even matter at all in this situation. It's all about, is it set up for TV, right?
Yes. Yeah.
I mean, it could, if they had a high school field with some bleachers that was set up for TV, that would work.
Right. Right.
Well, have you heard this about the NFL? They're basically allowing the NFL teams to decide how full their stadium can be.
Well, yeah, I think it's going to, and it's going to depend on the states. Like New York's already said, well, I guess it's Jersey, has already said no, that you're not going to have fans this year. I think Philadelphia said it, but then sort of retracted it. I am certain that the state of Texas is going to allow fans.
I would guess that they do.
No, I don't think it's going to be a bunch. I would, in fact, I'm gonna bet that if we can kind of continue this flattening out trend here over the next couple of weeks, that that you'll start having some fans in the Astros games.
Maybe so.
So, you know, but I one of the dumbest things I've ever seen, though. You know, you see they're doing cutout fans.
Like, yes.
Come on. What's worse, that or piped in crowd noise?
I mean, at least the cutout fans are kind of silly and ironic.
And they're raising money for charity. Like,
okay, well,
you get your, so for the Astros, I don't know about other teams, but the Astros, you get it with a $100 donation to the Astros Foundation.
Yes, here we go.
So it's at least raising money for charity.
All right, well, then that's a positive. I'll take that. But if you would, if you know, if
you've done well,
if they would let me do a cutout,
you didn't bring any cold, Tyler. It was on the shelf. I mean, come on, dude. They don't have the
juice aisle cold. You know, there's ice in there. You can go get a cup and put some ice in it.
It's fine. It's fine.
You really are a diva.
I hope I have gout because if I just drink all this cherry juice for, I mean, this could kill me.
How's it going to kill you?
Well, it's got, this bottle has 132 grams of carbs in it, or of sugar. No, that's total carbs, 33.
It's, you know what?
33 per serving, 132 grams of carbs and 96 grams of total sugar. Now, it's sugar from fruit, but my body's not used to having all that sugar.
You know what I would do? I would get some vodka and mix it with that and just slam that.
Well,
that's probably your best bet.
I don't think vodka is going to help the gout.
It's not going to hurt any more than it already is.
I will say this. I was looking for some Advil. Normally, in our little...
Yeah, we had some in there.
Yeah, somebody took it. It's all gone now. So there's... I don't.
All right, I want to find the Advil thief because sometimes you need that. Sometimes, you know, your hangover's gone by 3 o'clock. But
sometimes
you're
you show
early.
Up at work and you got gout and you need something to alleviate the pain. And there's nothing there.
Oh boy. 713-780-ESPN. Blue didn't get 300 viewers. Consolation prize is cherry juice shots.
That's it.
Travis on Facebook said, AJ, I'm 37. I have gout, so I know what you feel. I got prescribed a pill to take daily, but it made me feel more joint pain when I was running around, and it made me hurt worse. So I just stopped taking it and now just deal with flare ups when they come.
No.
Then when a flare-up happens, you just drink plenty of water and eat fruit like pineapple. Just eat a lot of pineapple for a few days straight, and it'll go away.
Okay. Where the hell am I going to eat a pineapple?
The grocery store?
I'm not going to the grocery store. What do you think I sent Tyler? What am I going to do, catch the Rona? No thanks.
You're not very appreciative of somebody helping you out there.
What do you mean?
The guy left his job to go and get you something.
He showed up to work late today. Did I give him any grief about it?
Probably.
No.
Well, you just did.
Well, now I did.
Yeah, you just did.
That was just to entice him to go to the grocery store.
Oh, boy.
Keeping in Shape says the dark cherry juice will just give you the bleeps. Mm. Never worked for me. Take ibuprofen, drink water. No fired foods, no fried foods or meat, I'm guessing. Fixes me in 2 days. No meat for 2 days? What the hell am I supposed to eat?
Yeah, I can assure you that one's not happening.
Dude, I don't remember the last day I went a whole day without eating meat. Because if I'm only eating one meal a day, guess what it is? Meat.
If it didn't have a parent, I'm not eating it.
Yeah.
But
well, you've done it. You've been able to do it before. You guys, yeah, a couple days a week, you don't eat meat.
We go through we do that. But, you know, it's the rest of the week. Like, I'm going to steak night and everything like that. I'm not done with meat, but there's a couple days a week where we go meatless. And it's more just as a, you know, I don't know if it's a health thing or whatever. It's just, you know, just something we do. You know what? We got another doctor.
Oh, yes. Dr. Sweet. Hello, Dr. Sweet.
Hey, AJ.
Hey.
Calling in. The doctor that called earlier, the real doctor, that suggested colchicine, he's not lying about that. I've had it about 6 times in the past 5 years, and you take 2 of those pills in the morning on the first day and 1 at night, and with an anti-inflammatory, and your gout's gone literally by the next day.
Okay.
Well, wait. Before you leave, are you a real doctor?
No.
Oh. Because I'm just thinking, instead of doing this Teladoc thing, we probably have a listener who can prescribe it for you. Right? I mean, this isn't like some illegal drug. This is something that would be useful for your gout. You don't have to do it on air, real doctor persons. But if you want to call and let AJ know how I can get in touch with you.
Yeah.
How about that? See, I'm trying to help things here. Oh, boy. Somebody says, seafood's your best friend, no beer, no whiskey, vodka better, cherry juice will make you bleep. Getting a lot of that.
Oh, well.
So, you know what? Just limp through it.
No.
That's the best thing. If you got to give up.
I've already invested in this cherry juice, so if I get the craps from it, then so be it. But that's the risk I have to take.
Oh, well. Well, I appreciate the effort from the Twitch folks because, hey, even though we didn't get to 300, it's been consistently over 150 the entire show. So there's that. That's a positive. We'll build this thing up. We'll get it there. Twitch.tv/ESPN975. But, you know, I was really looking forward to taking a shot. But, oh, well. Yeah, Lana says, wasn't Fred a vegan for... No, I was not a vegan, but we were doing... We do, like, meatless Mondays, and then one other day a week, we don't eat meat. That's it. Now, the rest of the week, I'm... You know, I'll eat raw meat, man. Like, I also just want to make this clear before you start branding me some kind of nut. The wife's also talking about getting us a new freezer for the garage and buying a side of beef to have for the year.
Nice.
So, you know, that, to me, that's a little beyond what we really need. But, you know, am I going to complain?
I have a freezer full of beef and elk.
Cool. But yeah, she's been wanting to do that for a while, and I'm like, okay, yeah, more meat, the better. 832 says, just spent 3 days in Vegas. Very clean. They're taking every precaution to not shut the city down again. Masks everywhere, cleaning stations, multiple cleaners in the slot area. Felt very safe giving my money away.
Well, there you go. As long as it's clean.
Well, I mean, to me, with any place, it's just, do I feel comfortable when I go in there?
Yeah.
That are people far enough away, or are people doing the right thing? And if they are, then I'm 100% cool. Like I said, last night we found this little place and did steak night, and it was perfect. Everybody had to have masks to get in. And then once you sat down, you could take them off, but you were 6 feet away from everybody, except for your own little table. And most people were putting their masks back on when the servers came over. I felt totally fine with that. It wasn't overcrowded. There was, you know, enough empty tables that you didn't have to worry about it. But if I'd gone in there and you didn't have to wear a mask and people were on top of each other, I'd have been out of there in 2 seconds. So, all right. Quick break. It is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Cut the roof off like a nip tuck. Pull it to the house with some big butts. Turn the kitchen counter to a strip club.
The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Late hits, Patrick Creighton and Jason Braddock at 7 o'clock tonight. Hall of Fame with Booker T and Brad Gilmore at 9. Zepp says you just traded gout for the diabetes.
Maybe so.
Yeah, if you're... you know, the little test you were doing for gout, don't ever do the test for pre-diabetes because as soon as you go through the list, almost everybody who listens to this show is going to be 5 for 5 right off the top, just like I was, and I actually had it too. So somebody said, did AJ just get diagnosed? Well, he did it on WebMD.
Yeah.
He diagnosed himself. And you know,
and now I'm treating it without getting a real diagnosis from a doctor because it's so the two things I think it could have been. Well, I guess it could always be like a sprained toe,
right?
But I would have had some sort of trauma that caused a sprained toe, right?
You never know. You could. You know, I've done stuff in my sleep where I'm dreaming or something, and you know, lash out and hit something, and yeah. It's possible.
But the alternatives that seem more likely were gout and a bunion. And
those all sound like old people problems.
Yeah,
bunions especially.
Bunions is, it says you get it, like if you wear, your shoes are too tight or something like that. I've never had the issue before. My shoes aren't too tight. So I don't know what would have caused a bunion. So, like, when I looked at the causes of the problems, that's what made me land on gout versus bunion.
Okay.
So, it supposedly affects kind of the same part of your toe, like where your big toe meets your foot. But gout said middle-aged, red meat, lots of alcohol. And bunion said your shoes are too tight. So... all the things on gout were true, and the thing on bunions wasn't true.
Yeah, all I know about bunions is I played poker there, and I used to have the World Series there.
No, that's binions. No.
You sure about that?
Binions, yes.
I get those things confused. All right, let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right, this is a sports-related gem of the day.
Okay.
If you had to guess who Major League Baseball's highest-paid player is this year, who would you guess? Just for this season. I'll give you 1,000 guesses. You won't get it.
Is it Bobby Bonilla?
It's not Bobby Bonilla.
So far this year it is, right?
No, but because everybody else is doing prorated salaries, guys who've been cut get their entire salary. So the highest paid player in 2020, Chen Wei-Yin, $22 million.
Good for him.
He was awful. And number two on the list, you'd probably be able to guess this one.
Mike Trout?
No.
Another guy who got cut?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Jacoby Ellsbury.
Oh, God, Jacoby Ellsbury.
Yeah.
I'm surprised he's not the highest paid.
He's $21 million. Now the Yankees have filed a grievance to avoid paying him, but
he stole that money from the Yankees. He should have to give it back.
So as a free agent prior to the 2016 season, Wei-Yin signed an $80 million contract over 5 years with Miami Marlins. Over the first 4 years of his deal, he went 13-19 with a 5.10 ERA. He also had the worst ERA plus of any National League pitcher, who pitched as many innings as he did, 358. So they released him last November. In the 24 games, now this isn't all on him because the Marlins sucked. In the 24 games that he pitched, they went 1-23. Mariners signed him to a minor league deal and eventually released him. But the Marlins are responsible for paying all $22 million he was owed for the 2020 season. So since Cole and Trout and Rendon are having their full prorated salaries down about 37% of what they would make, that makes him number one. See, that's a pretty good little bar game. Well, they can't go to the bar right now. Hopefully that'll change soon. But that's a good little game to play with your friends.
That's true.
Is, hey, who's the highest paid player? I'll give you $20 if you can tell me. And as long as they're not listening to the show or saw the New York Post article, which is where it came from, then you'll cash. And that's your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The gem of the day. It's the gem of the day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day. A lot of people are telling me to drink apple cider vinegar. I hate apple cider vinegar. And there's so many health benefits to it, but I don't even know if it's worth it. Like, it's so gross that it's not really worth it.
Yeah, anything with vinegar in it, forget it. And I've had people try to tell me to use that and do like a cleanse with it and all that stuff. And it's like, if it has the word vinegar in it, it's like trying to tell me that, look, this person has attractive feet. No, if it's got vinegar in it, it drives me nuts. Sometimes the wife loves the crap. Like, she'll open the bottle and I want to throw up because I can't smell things very well. I've never had a great sense of smell. But there's two things that I can smell. If somebody throws up, then, yeah, it grosses me out and I want to throw up.
Yeah.
If you open a bottle of vinegar or you open a pickle jar, either one of those things, it hits me automatically. So, since I'm surprised WebMD didn't tell you you have toe cancer.
No, none of that. I'm low risk for that. There's not a history of toe cancer in my family.
No, but WebMD does have it. You pretty much, if you go in there and start putting in symptoms of anything,
you might have cancer.
It'll come up with leprosy. You might have leprosy. You might have the bubonic plague. You might have the Rona. Yeah.
So, do you know who Fred Toucher is?
That sounds like a creepier version of me.
He is.
I don't know.
I mean, he looks like a creepier version of, as creepy version.
Yeah, no, he's creepier. He's creepier.
Depends on the day. Mm. He is a sports radio guy in Boston, 98.5, the Sports Hub. And things are going well for his show. They had like a 12.7 share.
Jeez.
Which is crazy. I mean, listen, Boston's one of those sports towns where everybody listens to sports radio. It's a very serious thing. But he showed up late to work on Tuesday, and he started acting weird, erratically, it says, on the air. He says, "For some reason, I want you guys to know I've never been drunk on the air. Management has never accused me of such. I'm going to a mental institution next week." He says, I am sometimes too forthcoming on the air. I'm used to just being honest about my life. But when you are a bleep up, that isn't such a good idea. So he's going to take a few days off and go to a mental institution. And it says he's in the midst of a divorce. And the stress is taking its toll on him. So, I mean, not ideal when you've got a 13 share.
No.
To step back, but mental institution?
All right. I mean, okay. Although, I don't think if you're stressed out over the divorce, you're doing it the wrong way. Let me just throw that. As someone who is a bit of an expert on this particular subject, two things. What I always tell people, get a good lawyer who handles all the stuff for you so you don't have to deal with it. And basically, just write the check and stay out of the way. And number two, you're getting rid of somebody you can't stand.
Right.
Or who can't stand you. That's a positive. That's a good thing. You have a new life. You can look forward and get married again and then screw it all up again in 5 years. But I don't know the guy, so I can't really comment other than It is stressful. I mean, all kidding aside, especially when kids are involved, and you know, and it's not just stuff like that. It's like you're losing a whole, like if you develop a relationship with their family, you're losing those right. people from your life because they're going to cut you off.
Well, and there's going to be friends who you are divvied
right.
up.
Right. It's in like that was the old Facebook joke is like which Facebook friends do you get to keep in a divorce? So it can be rough, man. And you know, I don't mean to make light of it because I know it's tough for a lot of people. It's just I make light of it because I'm pretty good at divorce. But you know, but it can be stressful, and then there's money issues and everything else. And you know, now should it drive you into a mental hospital?
I mean, you'd hope not.
Yeah. So maybe it's a fancy way of saying rehab. I don't know. Rehab's kind of sexy now, right? It's okay to be in rehab.
Josh has the same agent as Fred Toucher.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
I don't know. He says he's in better shape than Josh. I mean, he's probably got a better paying gig than Josh right now.
I'm going to go, well, maybe. What if he's not getting paid while he's in the mental hospital?
Well, I still think he's doing okay.
He's probably done okay.
But I'm going to hope that Josh pulls a 13 share here.
Yeah.
And we get him paid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, mental health has been front and center for the last couple of years in the country. I think he's going to be okay.
Well, it's also, I mean, let's be honest. This whole Rona thing has made it even something else that more people are paying attention to because it does, when the economy is all what it is and you're worried about going outside with anxiety and everything else, it does affect people. So, yeah, I didn't mean to make light. I was just making light of divorce, not of mental illness. Quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.